So welcome to this session and congratulations on making it this far. I know we've covered a lot of ground and I hope you've learned something about yourself already through these time management exercises. Now in the next two sessions, I'll break down how to finally start outsourcing your tasks. This session specifically is about analyzing your outsourcing opportunities. In the previous session, we identify tasks that you are doing primarily for the external end results. These are prime candidates for outsourcing, especially for tasks that are in your hate to-do list. In the session after this, we'll build upon the analysis we do in this session to identify the best opportunities for outsourcing. First, though, I want to provide you with a bit more background on how to approach outsourcing. The reason this is so important is many people jump into outsourcing unprepared. They spend a ton of money, they waste their time, and end up disappointed with the results. So that's why I'm approaching this differently. I want this to work for you. So I'm trying to make sure you have all the tools you need, and that includes not just the mechanics of outsourcing, but also the strategy and philosophy behind it and why it'll work for you. So the first thing I want to share with you in this session is cost-benefit analysis and how I believe many people do cost-benefit analysis less effectively than they could because personal outsourcing is different. Personal outsourcing has different cost-benefit implications than corporate outsourcing, and that difference is one of the reasons that the outsourcing opportunities available need to be weighed and compared differently. So let me briefly explain. In corporate outsourcing in business, there's one basic rule. You outsource if it helps with your bottom line. If you can cut costs without reducing quality, if you can get the same work done cheaper somewhere else, it makes sense to outsource. For example, if you hire a web developer for your business in the United States, that can cost you $50 an hour and up. On the other hand, I've hired web developers in other countries and it costs me anywhere from $5 to $15 an hour. In those situations, as a business, you look at it and since it costs you less and you can get the same results, you go with the outsourced solution. In fact, sometimes it's better to outsource as a business even if the results are worse or end up taking a little bit longer to get delivered because it can still save you money. Personal outsourcing, however, is a little different. Personal outsourcing still involves money. It costs money to outsource, so that is still part of the equation. But I think it goes deeper than that, and that's why I asked you to make your three lists. The way I see it is that in business, you spend money and you make money. Broadly speaking, in business, your costs are in dollars or rupees or pounds or euros or whatever the case may be, and your benefits in business are also in terms of money. However, in personal outsourcing, the cost to hire someone is still in terms of money, but the benefit is in terms of what you love to do. When you hire somebody to, say, clean your home for you, you may spend $100 and gain a full day on the weekend that you can use on things you love to do, like hobbies, spending time with people that are important to you, or just getting some time for yourself to relax and enjoy. By the way, I'm not picking on cleaning, I'm just using cleaning as an example. You may enjoy cleaning, and I am certainly not disrespecting that in any way. It's just a personal example, something that I do outsource. If you enjoy cleaning, that's totally fine, keep doing it. Let me get back to my example. In fact, you can even see the flip side of this if you consider what happens when you self-source. The cost of self-sourcing is you give up things you love to do. If you, for example, choose to clean your home on the weekend, you may spend a day cleaning and you give up that day of things you enjoy. One of the most fulfilling things for me, actually, is when I've outsourced something and knowing that at the exact moment that I'm off enjoying myself, someone else somewhere is doing the task for me. It's a very powerful feeling and one that I know you will get to experience soon. So with that in mind, let's look at the most effective opportunities for outsourcing, and I'm going to show you how to evaluate outsourcing opportunities. One of the biggest challenges with outsourcing is knowing where to start. In the previous exercise with the three lists and then marking the specific tasks that you take part in, primarily for the external results, you're already off to a great start. Now, we're going to take those tasks and do another exercise where we'll find the opportunities for leverage and quick wins. Let me define those two terms for you. There are a lot of different ways to define leverage, especially in finance, business, and also in politics and influence. The way I look at it is using a little bit of something to get a lot of something else. Having high leverage is being in a position where doing a relatively small thing gets you major results. So we want outsourcing to be a high leverage activity. We want to spend relatively little money as well as relatively little time managing or directing the people we delegate tasks to. In return, we want to try to achieve a large return in terms of work performed as well as in terms of your time saved. And that time saved will eventually be used by you on things you love to do. Now, a quick win is a result we can achieve within a short period of time, usually with relatively little effort. These are also sometimes called low-hanging fruits. These are not always the biggest wins. They may not be the biggest results long-term, but quick wins are items where you can choose a course of action and start seeing some results quickly. So long-term, you'll want to outsource a variety of tasks. For right now though, for today, the best way to start is to try to look for high leverage, quick win activities. Activities that will get you a relatively high level result with relatively minimal effort and quickly. Items that will be easy for you to outsource. And one of the big reasons I emphasize this is because there really is no substitute for actually outsourcing. As you outsource, you will learn how to determine what types of people you'd like to work with. You'll start to learn which of the three non-self-sourcing styles of outsourcing works best for you. And odds are pretty good that even though I'm doing my best here to educate you, that you will still make mistakes along the way because I simply can't cover every possible problem you might have. So I know that's quite a long introduction to the session, but I promise you the actual activity is straightforward and is really going to open your eyes. Okay, so with that, I'm going to end this session and break this into two sessions. In the next session, we'll do the exercise where we'll identify your high leverage and quick win outsourcing opportunities. I will see you in the next session.